This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I know your story, so I know that you've dealt with a lot of things growing your businesses, and I feel like my business has grown a lot in the last year.
Good.
Which is super exciting. I'm really happy about it. I'm super grateful.
It's the alternative, right?
Exactly, for sure. But with that, I found that I feel so much more pressure than I have my whole life. And like, it reminds me of the pressure I felt as a young teenager, and I didn't know how to deal with it then. I know how to deal with it better now as an adult, but I definitely feel sometimes like the weight of the world is on my shoulders. And it's because I have a lot more responsibility. I have people that depend on me. And I guess I'm just looking for any sort of insight that you've had, maybe in a past experience where you were growing and you felt similarly. And I know part of it is I need to delegate, I need to hire people, but I'm just in the position where I wake up a lot of days and I feel like
anxious.
Yeah, anxious. And like, I have so much to do, and it's different than it was last year. And again, I'm grateful for it. It's all good things. I'm just trying to learn how I can manage so that I don't wake up feeling like that going forward.
So there's several things that are inherent in that. And yes, I got one here. So inherent in this is the idea that when we start living in abundance, then we have more options, more opportunities, more touches of favor, more choices. And it comes with all the great things that we've been able to do by understanding abundance. When we have a mindset that, you know, money's gonna follow me, there's more than enough of it for everyone and everything, more than enough. We have to go through a transition when we start living in the infinite loop in a world of more than enough. And the first one is just to tell ourselves, I am so blessed. So I wake up anxious because there's a list that is beyond my capability of even touching today, let alone within a week. And you can imagine how, and I'm not putting myself in their league, but you know, Branson, Musk, like someone told me yesterday, you know, well, I have these two businesses, and I got to focus just on one business. And I'm like, well, good thing Elon Musk didn't say that, because he has SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and Twitter. And you're telling me your little, no offense, podunk two companies are going to stop you from succeeding? So for me, I sit in that exact same situation, and I can't tell you that some mornings I don't wake up and go, oh. You know, besides the fact that I have four kids, a marriage, I take care of my mom, just a variety of different things that go on in my life, employees and overhead, which are always fun as well. So my hack to that anxiety is, number one, I stop dealing with fear, meaning I wasted way too much trying to figure out what I'm afraid of. Do I go to therapy? Yeah, sometimes, to figure out like deep-seated trauma or genetic or energetic inheritance, and that's a long lifetime journey. But what I've found to be more realistic is that I want to identify when I'm reacting to the fear. Anxiety, worry, frustration, guilt, anger, resentment, all of those things, because that takes no brain power. You instantly know when you're pissed off. You instantly know when you're worried. You don't gotta figure out with some therapist that I'm worried. You know that you're worried. You don't gotta figure out the therapist or anger. Let her try to tell you why you're angry, but I don't really give a shit anymore why I'm angry, because that doesn't help me today. And I know I'm not smart enough to figure it out, neither is paying, you know, $200 an hour to some therapist to help me figure it out. That is something I encourage you to do, but it's not helping you today with all the anxiety waking up that you're so blessed. So I wake up, or while I'm awake, I identify how I'm reacting to fear. And the minute I feel one of those feelings, I just stop. Instead of trying to resist it, figure it out, out-logic it, breathe through my nose, out through my mouth. And my only objective is just to get to ease, to get to center. Then when I do, I tell myself, gosh, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed that I'm living in abundance, that I have so much on my plate, more than enough, more than I've ever dreamed of. So the only positive behavior I could have is to prioritize what I can get done today, because I know, because when you live in the infinite loop, when you live in abundance, there's no way you'll ever get anything done. I mean, everything done or close to it every day. And I want to continue living that life, but I don't want to feel anxious, frustrated, guilty, resentful, worried, all the things that I felt when my company started growing, or even worse, your brand and your company starts going. Now you're like, oh my God, every hour I got 395 emails, I got 2,000 DMs, I have this, and these people aren't gonna be,
you know, I'm gonna lose. I stopped growing my personal brand because of, I just felt too much.
Yeah, and for me, I put my wisdom and faith into the fact that I live in abundance, and my job is to prioritize my day. That's it. I'm prioritizing what's important to me, and I just keep saying thank you, identifying when I react to fear. Those aren't people for us, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Yeah, so, and I think just accepting. And then what happens is you stop wasting all the time, emotion, and energy, and you can do more and get to more, and you'll feel good about it. But there's a transition from I got to get everything done today, or this week, or this month, to I am never going to get everything done because I'm so blessed. And then prioritization is the antidote to the procrastination and the overwhelm feeling that you get by living in abundance. Those are the two truly aspects of having more than enough, is you either procrastinate because there's too much and you become paralyzed and your learning zone constricts, your comfort zone constricts, that's how people have nervous breakdowns, or you just feel overwhelmed. And then you get less done when you're overwhelmed, instead of just like, well, I know I can only do one thing at a time, so what maximizes my day is to do what's most important for me in a divine direction where I think I want to be.